What do you do when something doesn't go as planned or how you thought it would? No, seriously, I'm asking because what do you truly do when you don't get into your dream school or the relationship doesn't work out or you get injured and you can't play the sport you love anymore? What do you do when you're forced to pick up the pieces of what you imagined your future to be? So it's August and I wanted to make this episode because at this point in the year, I'm noticing that the goals that I set for the year that January me or February me set, I felt like by now that I'd already be walking in them, that I'd already be experiencing all these things that I put on my vision board with expectancy for this year. And not to say that they won't come to pass because I'm still putting in work and effort. I haven't just put things on my vision board and not made any steps towards them. But it inspired this episode of me saying, well, what do you do when something doesn't go as planned? I think a lot of us find ourselves there, especially as we get older, thinking that we'd be somewhere already. Because when we're younger, we set these goals like, by the time I'm 20, I'll do this. By the time I'm 30, I'll do this. When I graduate, I'll do this. And when we reach those certain checkpoints in life, it feels like we've let the younger us down because the things that we planned or the things that we thought we'd have by now, we don't. And it sucks because it highlights truly how little control we have over our lives. We spend so much time striving for goals, for plans, for what we think our future is going to look like. And one thing can happen and change all of that in an instant. The question is, though, where do we go from there? My advice and what I always do is to just take a beat. I found myself in a situation of trying to pick up the pieces of what I thought would happen, something that I thought that I'd be walking in today, just completely being off the table. And the first thing I had to do was pause. Like, what just happened? And sometimes when these things happen, it may not even be your fault, but when it's something that you've put a lot of time and hope into, it can be, and it will be, disappointing. So it's important to process those emotions and not just try to move on to the next thing or keep going when something that you've dreamed of or hoped for so long is gone. It's okay to feel sad about it, and it's normal to feel stuck, especially when the letdown is something like your dream school or your dream job. It's normal to not know where to go from something that you've wanted for such a long time. For me personally, and what I've always believed is that whatever's for you, you won't have to force it. And if what it is that I wanted was still for me, then it'll come back around and maybe this just wasn't the time for that. Whether that's an opportunity, a job, a relationship, I believe in right person, wrong timing because of the whole, if it's for me, it'll be there for me type thing. But in everything, you just have to believe that everything is gonna work out. Which I know is sometimes easier said than done, especially if you're just naturally pessimistic or have been through things that cause you to kind of lessen your expectancy or expect disappointments. But you have to believe that everything can and will work out for you. It will. Even if you have to deviate from your plan a little bit, what's meant for you is on its way. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening and leave a review. Also, follow on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for motivation, new episode updates, and behind the scenes clips. New episodes come out every Friday at 3 p.m. EST. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.